Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Gerhard Holliger from the Munich Investment Bank. The university asked me to come today to give you some advice and help on how to be successful in an interview situation. Today, I'm going to talk you through the types of interview you may have, how to prepare for these, the kinds of questions interviewers may have, and how to deal with them. As you can see, there's a lot to do in the time we have, so I'll get started immediately. There are at least three basic types of interview, which I'll term traditional, behavioral, and case study. To begin with, I'll go over the interview type we're probably all most familiar with, the traditional interview. In a traditional interview, the aim is to get factual information from a candidate and evaluate how well they fit the job description. Typical questions include, why did you choose your degree subject? Do you have any weaknesses and what are they? Why are you interested in this position? The second type of interview is the behavioral interview, where the employer requires you to offer concrete specific examples to show what skills you have. They may ask questions like, can you tell me about a time when you worked in a team? Could you give me an example of a time you had a challenge and how you dealt with it? When answering this kind of question, use the STAR framework. Talk about the situation. Say what your task was. State the action you took. And finally, say what the result was. The final kind of interview is the case study interview. In this kind of interview, the employer requires you to analyze a problem or situation and present a solution to it. An example question might be, what would you do in a situation where a customer complained about bad service? This is the kind of interview we often give at our company, as a second interview at the company building. Let's look now at the basic structure of an interview. Interviews follow a pattern of warm-up, information exchange, and conclusion. During the first few minutes of the interview, in the warm-up phase, an employer will be getting a first and perhaps lasting impression of you. To help you feel at ease, a practiced interviewer might ask common ground questions about your interests or where you live or your journey to the interview. Some interviewers might start by saying, tell me about yourself. This is simply an opening for you to briefly describe your background, skills, and interest in the position, but it's a question you need to prepare for. So, on to the information exchange. This is the main part of the interview. It is when you are asked the most questions and learn the most about the employer. If you are prepared for the interview, you will be able to predict the kind of questions you will be asked and be able to respond with full answers. During this stage, it is important to remember that a job interview is a strategic conversation with a purpose. Your goal is to persuade the employer that you have the skills, background, and ability to do the job, and that you can comfortably fit into his or her organization. You can strongly influence the interview outcome if you realize that an interview is not an objective process in which the employer offers the job to the best candidate based on merit alone. But rather, an interview is a highly subjective encounter in which the interviewer offers the job to the qualified person who he or she likes best. Personality, confidence, enthusiasm, a positive outlook, and excellent interpersonal and communication skills count heavily. Here's some general advice on how to do your best in the information exchange part of the interview. Show enthusiasm in your responses to the employer's questions. Think about your tone of voice and body language. Look the interviewer in the eye, sit up straight, control nervous habits, and smile when you enter the room. If you are unsure how to respond to a question, ask the questioner to repeat it. This will buy you time and ensure that you answer the question asked. Don't be afraid of short pauses. You may need a few seconds to think of an answer, or the interviewer may need time to formulate an appropriate question. It is not necessary to fill up every second with conversation. Try to give examples to illustrate your answers. Avoid colloquial language and repeating phrases like, you know what I mean? Answer questions honestly, and if you really don't know what response you should give, say so. Remember that whatever questions you are asked, however probing they may be, there is always a way of expressing yourself in a positive way. Never criticize a former employer or organization, and do not comment negatively on other companies. Doing this gives people a negative impression of you. Employers do not want excuses or bad feelings about a negative experience. If you are asked about a low-grade job, a sudden job change, or a weakness in your background, don't be defensive. Focus on the facts and what you learned from the experience. Employers want people with a positive attitude. Eventually, the employer will probably say, "Do you have any questions?" This means that the interview is moving to the conclusion stage. Always ask questions, because this gives you the opportunity to demonstrate your research and interest in the job. The employer may also ask you if you have anything else you would like to add or say. Again, it's best to have a response. You can use this opportunity to thank the employer for the interview, summarize your qualifications, and restate your interest in the position. This last impression is almost as important as the first impression, and will add to the points discussed during the information exchange. Finally, there is no magic to interviewing. It is a skill that can be learned and improved upon with practice. So practice with friends and family before the interview. The more practice you get, the better prepared you will be on the day.